This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning and glad to welcome back to the Cincinnati Edition studio Gene Galvin, who in the April issue of Cincinnati Magazine has written about a hunt for Bigfoot here in Ohio. The cover of the Cincinnati Magazine April issue is Unsolved Mysteries, 19 Crimes, Conundrums, and Curiosities Explained. And, well, this is a curiosity, and he does do a little explaining, but not the whole nine yards. Yeah. Good morning, Gene, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Happy to be back here.
You had warned me last time you were here a few months ago. You said, you know, I'm thinking of going and looking for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, here we have Myth Adventures on the Sasquatch Trail.
That's true. And who would have thought? You know, the way this all started is I'm a freelance writer, so I'm always trolling for stories, always sort of churning, you know, what's interesting, what's edgy, what hasn't been done. And so I thought, and I spent a lot of my time in the backcountry recreationally. Probably 1,000 nights of my life have been sleeping in the backcountry. I'm a backpacker. And that is as close as East Fork State Park in Batavia to Alaska and everything in between. And I kept, so I'm curious about things outdoors, and I thought, Bigfoot. And I thought, well, it's only a story that Cincinnati Magazine might take an interest in if they're in Cincinnati. And I really thought, no chance, but I thought, due diligence, I'm going to get out the computer, Google up Bigfoot, Cincinnati, see what happens, and I'll be darned if tri-state Bigfoot didn't show up. A guy named Jay Buchwald, who lives out in Brown County, made contact with him. Then I kept digging and digging, and I found, and now let me just going to rattle, I'll do this very quickly. This is in the Cincinnati area, I'll say the region. These are websites. Cincinnati Cryptozoological Society, Southwestern Ohio Bigfoot, Kentucky Bigfoot Research Organization, Ohio Center for Bigfoot Studies, Central Ohio Bigfoot Research, Indiana Bigfoot Awareness. These were, and Tri-State Bigfoot was in there too. I thought, oh my God. So I thought the story will become not exactly does Bigfoot exist or not, because there's a lot of speculation about that in this article, but who are the people and who are they? What are they like who track Bigfoot in Cincinnati or the Cincinnati region?
Yeah, yeah.
There are sightings that have been reported in East Fork State Park, Red River Gorge, just south of Cincinnati. Addison, Ohio, in a cemetery.
I saw that.
Oh, and bunches of them up in Salt Fork State Park, which is east of Columbus. That is the epicenter of Ohio. And by the way, Ohio is the fifth leading state in America for Bigfoot sightings. Out of 50 states, we're number five. We're behind California, Oregon, Washington, Florida, and then Ohio. There's a TV show called Finding Bigfoot on the Animal Planet cable channel. And they did an episode out at Salt Fork State Park. So it's all around us.
And we just thought it was out on the West Coast
somewhere.
Yeah,
we thought it was somewhere else. And so, of course, I dug into my main focus is who are these people? And, of course, the quick answer is they are every man and every woman. They are college educated or they are working class. There's a pharmaceutical salesman. There's a woman who makes art and sells it on the internet out of her home. There's a guy who's a truck driver. There's a retired military guy, Jody Cook, out on the west side of Cincinnati in Sailor Park, who's very prominent in this movement. There's an IT guy, a computer guy for a private school in Lexington, Kentucky. So if someone says, well, sure, if you go dig into Bigfoot, Sasquatch research, you're going to find a bunch of whack jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find that. Now, you can analyze why do they think they've seen Bigfoot. You can ask yourself, does Bigfoot exist or not? And there are two answers for both of those questions. But who are these people? They are walk-a-day people from all backgrounds. And their common link is they've all had an experience of seeing Bigfoot, so they say. And I never once, and I talked to a lot of people to do this article, I never felt someone was lying to me. Never. I never felt I was dealing with fakers, not once. Now, I'm just using my BS meter, so I don't know. It's just what I think. Now, But of course you can ask the question, well, did they really see what they thought they saw? That's a fair question, and I talked to Dr. Ernest de Bruhl, who's a professor emeritus in biological sciences at the University of Toledo. He's a Cincinnati guy, went to St. X High School. So I made contact with Dr. de Bruhl, and he had an explanation as to why people report that they've seen Bigfoot when he says they didn't see Bigfoot. He flat out told me. I said, well, Ernie, are you a believer? He said, there's no such thing as Bigfoot. And I said, well, why not? He says, well, there's no scientific evidence of it. I'm a scientist. The answer, Gene, is no, there is no Bigfoot. But he explained that there is in the left hemisphere of the brain, he teaches a course on brain biology. So he's kind of an expert on this. And he says there is a segment of the left side of the brain called the interpreter. And it requires that the human make sense out of things that make no sense. It's just built into the human structure that you got to make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes what it sees and maybe even what it wants to believe and maybe driven by the power of suggestion, you know, various factors, and it reorders things so that it now makes sense. So the brain will make you believe, he says, in Bigfoot, though Bigfoot doesn't exist. Now, by the way, Dr. Jane Goodall, she's the probably the world premier studier of primates.
Yeah, primate biologist indeed.
And she says they do exist. I didn't talk to her. I just decided.
Well, she didn't discount their existence.
She did. That's exactly right. Now, I appreciate that. And I was going to qualify it by saying she allows for the possibility that they exist. And the person that told me that was Thane Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
He's a director of the Cincinnati Zoo, and I interviewed him. And he sidestepped the question of do they exist, but he said, my friend, he's friends with her, he said, yeah, my friend Jane Goodall allows for their existence. And so I did a little research on that. She did an NPR interview in which she basically said that. So there are people who are in the scientific community who get a little out closer to the edge, different from Dr. Ernest de Bruhl, who'd say, no, I think that, and then she has her explanations as to why she thinks they could.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Thane Maynard says, I don't care whether they exist. What I believe is that the pursuit of such things is part of the human narrative. Like de Bruhl, he says it's sort of a requirement of our species to pursue, to search. So he really was interested that all of this is happening, and he was focused more on that than on, well, can I find empirical proof that they do or don't exist? And I asked him, you know, if we found one, would you want them to be in the zoo? Because that's a whole other question.
Yeah, oh, true, true.
Check it out. I was at the zoo last week for a conference that I attended, and every animal is there. There are big grizzly bears, and there are snakes, and there are big elephants walking around. So if there was a Bigfoot, would he want them in the zoo? And he thought about that for a second and said, he dodged it. He said, I got enough animals over here to worry about. I don't need to be worrying about making a cage or opening some space for Bigfoots. And by the way, that's the plural of Bigfoot. Is Bigfoots.
Not Big
Not
Feet,
big
huh?
Feet. No.
So you actually did go and pursue and search and spend a little time where there had been a sighting out at East Fork State Park.
I felt several things. One is, and I never said this to these guys, men and women, it's, by the way, men and women that I was interviewing who were these Bigfoot Sasquatch researchers. And, you know, they'll walk into an area and they'll say, this feels pretty squatchy here. And I thought, well, I've been to a lot of squatchy areas in my life. And I thought, you know, if I've spent, and I never said this to them, but I am positive I've spent way more time in the backcountry, because that could be mountain tundras, it could be the woods, it could be big open areas, etc. But I've spent way more time than any person I interviewed in the woods, way mm-hmm. more time. Because I'm 69 years old, for one thing. I've been doing this since I was a teenager, nonstop. I spent, I'd say, 10 nights in the backcountry looking, and I can report, sadly or comfortably, I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. So if you ask me, do I believe, I don't, I'm an agnostic, you know. I couldn't say no way, but I haven't seen or heard anything, and
You did a fine job. And,
all right,
really, really, I'm going to have to keep my eyes and ears out for Bigfoot from now on.
There you go.
Just in case.
You live in the backcountry. You might see one over the fence.
That's true. Gene Galvin, whose article Misadventures on the Sasquatch Trails in the April issue of Cincinnati Magazine on newsstands now, link to their website on our website, WVXU.org. Not only Bigfoot, but 19 other unsolved mysteries explained in the April edition of Cincinnati Magazine.